97.5, The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy start of the NBA.
Yes.
Dude, I'm bringing you on right away. I don't really have a dissertation. I don't really feel like talking about the birds right now. I'll be honest with you. I need a break from the Eagles. Not a long break. I just need a break. I need a timeout, like a 20-second timeout, right? And today is the start of the NBA season. Tomorrow is the start of the Sixers season. Tonight, the doubleheader, right? Brooklyn and Golden State, and then later on Lakers, Clippers, and then tomorrow night it starts, and I'm real excited for it. It's newness. It's another sport we're used to having, basketball, like the confluence of all the sports at this time of the year. So the late start is it's added I think a lot of excitement, and of course this team. I listened and I was riveted by Doc Rivers this morning with Bob, Jamie, and Pat, and it was a great interview. And listening to Doc Rivers, you get that great sense of calmness. Like, you could see why he's a successful coach because of his calmness, and it comes across. All right, we are joined right away because we had practice today. And so we're joined by the newest Sixer, someone who knows Doc, I'd say, very well. And we're pleased to have him in town. Let's welcome Seth Curry to the program. Good morning, Seth. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Dude. Waiting to get in the facility right now with the COVID testing and all that.
Nice. Dude, start, man. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. What do you think, man? You pumped up being here, being on this team?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Excited. We have a good group. It's a new environment, new coaching staff, new front office. So it's an exciting time.
What's your listen, you know the game inside and out, and you know the league inside and out. And what was your take on the Sixers, like, from afar, and now that you've joined them in this group, what's it like now?
When you're playing against them for all the years, I mean, you obviously got the two stars of Ben and Joel with young guys with a lot of talent, and just a matter of putting the right team around them and getting the right system for them. And they're always a good defensive team, playing against them with a lot of size, a lot of length. So actually being around them, you see that even more. You see the athleticism and the talent that those guys have, and it's just a lot of potential.
What's the big man? When you see the big man up close and you're running pick and roll with that beast, well, how good? I mean, sometimes we do superlatives, Seth, but how good is Joel Embiid?
Oh, he's talented, man. He's talented. He's big. He's athletic. Like I say, he can move. And, he's on both ends of the floor. He's the best guy on the floor every night, it seems like. So, a lot of potential, like I said, and he's getting better and better, and he's learning the game more and more. And I think, like I said, Doc's going to push him to go to another level this year.
Yeah, and the other thing, we're talking to Seth Curry. We're so excited for his Sixers, and Seth joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. When you look at running a pick and roll with him, and, you know, remember, they didn't run a lot of pick and roll in the past, so this is kind of relatively new, but it just makes a lot of sense with you and him running a pick and roll.
Yeah, I mean, he can roll and pop, which makes it fun for a guy like me, you know what I'm saying? Just if the big is going to drop on me when I'm coming off, I either got a shot or, like I said, he can pop and he can knock down a 15-footer even out to the three-point line, or he can roll, catch lobs, he can finish in there with the best of them. So it's just a matter of getting our chemistry down. This is also new, only being in the gym together for a week and a half, 2 weeks. So we're trying to learn on the fly.
I know. It's so weird because you know, with all the COVID stuff, and they you get together and it's like, wow, you get two preseason games and it's like, let's go, we're starting the year. And we know why, but it that piece of it, it presents a challenge, of course.
Yeah, it does. It does. And usually we're used to getting to the market like a month early, playing pickup games for a while and getting to know each other that way. But like you said, with the COVID testing and protocols and all that, training camp and practice has been shortened, but even the time before that is even shorter.
Yeah, man. Well, let's get into Doc for a second, because nobody knows him like you. We're talking to Seth Curry on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's he like? I know it's a broad-based question, but well, give me the first time you met him, right? And that you, when you realized, you know, what he's like, and what was that encounter like for you?
I honestly don't remember the first time I met him. It was so long ago, but yeah. I mean, you obviously have so much respect for him. I knew about his playing career and obviously his coaching career, coaching in Orlando and Boston back in the day, winning championships. So he's a player who transitioned over into coaching, and just I honestly gained the respect of all the players in the NBA, which is hard to do as a coach.
Yeah,
these days. So it's great.
I know. It is hard. I don't know. And I guess, like, it's funny. Every time I listen to him, I love the guy, right? Every time I listen to him, I just hear someone who's very calming. Like, he would be great to talk, you know, and you being part of the family, just, you know, that whole going through life, real life with someone of his ilk with that kind of wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been through it all. I mean, playing, coaching, I mean, he's a great motivator, and he got stories for days. So whenever I'm around him, I just try to soak it all up and listen to him.
That's cool. You get on holidays. You get together on holidays. You ever find yourself, you and him, having a, you know, sipping on something, and with him telling stories?
Absolutely. I try to bring it out of him as much as I can, and like I said, learn from him as much as I can, and just especially when we're watching games and stuff, and he'll break some stuff down to me, and I try to ask as many questions as possible.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Do you, when you look at the game and turn it into the 3-point and how important the three is, and which is your specialty, when you look at spacing, can you see where now that this team, the spacing is so much better than it was with, you know, somebody like you and Danny Green able to spread it a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the key to offense these days in the NBA. It's about having obviously star players who can score in a high clip, but also just maximizing their talents and giving them the roster that they need to be the best. So obviously they didn't have that last year with some of the pieces that they had, but we're trying to fit everybody in right now and space the floor and try to find ways to get more threes up and shoot them in a high clip.
It was funny because Doc said you guys were going fast. He's like, in fact, he was, I had to slow him down. It was like, it was too fast. I couldn't even control it. And, you know, Ben can move. That's kind of going to be an interesting, too, like how you guys grow together offensively and off out of transition just because of how fast you guys can move together.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of our defense. We got a good defense from day one, it feels like. So we get stopped so we can just run out and play fast and not have to call set plays. That makes it easier for us to just play off instinct and not think about what we're doing out there. And should be fun to watch, too.
That's awesome. Seth Curry with us. So give me one story of you and Steph growing up. Like, I love stuff like that. Like, to me, I got two boys, right? And all they do is fight, right?
Yeah.
And that's all. And they, you know, they obviously love each other, but they're competitive. What was that like growing up?
Yeah, it was great, man. He was always like 2.5, 3. He was about 3 years older than me, so he was always like a notch better than me, a notch bigger than me. And but I could compete with him, so we'd be, I'm saying, be out in the backyard playing 1-on-1 all day, all night. And a few times I feel like he was cheating me, getting all the calls, so my mom had to come out there and break a few fights up.
You can't call walking. Come on, man. You can't call it travel. That's a violation.
Stop trying to cheat, man.
That's not cool. that is fantastic. Anything that strike you about Philadelphia and Philadelphia basketball?
I mean, obviously, you hear about the fans, and everywhere you go, it's people saying, what's up, welcome me to Philly, and you can see the passion that the fans have for it. Obviously, it's not the normal Philadelphia right now, but hopefully we can get the fans back in there, and I can get just a real feel for the atmosphere and get used to it.
Brother, let me tell you, you will love it. Like, hopefully, God willing, we can pack the place in the playoffs and, you know, in the springtime, summer. And when you see that building rocks, like the old AI days, man, that place goes wild, and people are excited. So I think you're going to dig it. Like, I think you're really, really going to love it.
Yeah, me too. I remember my dad played in Toronto back when, against AI and him in the playoffs, and I got a small glimpse of what it was like.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Game 7. Yep. Oh, my God. That was wild. Brother, I got to tell you, I know you got to get your COVID test and you got practice, so I'm not going to hold you up, but I appreciate you hanging with me, man. I look forward to hanging out. It's going to be a fun year, and enjoy it, man. Enjoy being here. People will love you.
All right, will do. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Take it easy. Here he is, Seth Curry on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Fun to start the show with a little Sixer basketball. And Seth, like, he's a fascinating guy because think about it, right? He's Doc's son-in-law. So, yeah, that whole thing. You know what's funny? Because it's hard to get. He's in the morning. He's trying to go get his COVID test. He wants to go get breath. But, like, I want all details. Like, I want, did you ask permission to marry? You know, like,
right.
But I don't want to hit him with that at 10 o'clock in the morning when he's got practice on his mind. That's for another time. But, you know, he's an interesting guy because of how close he is. Like, could you imagine if Doc Rivers is your father-in-law and you're sitting in the parlor, right? After parlor. I always say it's a Philly thing. And you sit in big chairs, you know, the women are in the other room, it's you two, and, you know, sipping on something, talking ball.
And like, also,
that's awesome.
The relationship with him and Austin Rivers might be a little more awkward this year because there was that Doc Rivers spoke earlier this season, during the offseason, and they basically asked Doc, hey, do you want Austin Rivers here? Because he's on our radar. And he straight up said, you don't want that here. You don't want to deal with that. Like, he said about his own son, right?
Yeah.
But he wants Seth, son-in-law.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a weird dynamic, isn't it?
That dynamic's outrageous. They, God forbid, I don't even want to bring up the Paul George stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there is a whole strange, like, that family thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's brothers with Steph Curry.
Right.
He's the son of an NBA player, Del Curry.
Right. Can you imagine Seth and Steph one-on-one backyard? Like, that's the Mannings. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
But that is, I mean, a lot of ways is basketball royalty. You know, those two going at it, bombing threes. You know, it's funny. I was thinking back because my cousin's like my brother, right, Joey? So we would go at it same thing, like all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I never could beat him. I never could beat him until I finally did. Like, you know, I'll never forget when I beat him fair and square. Like, it was the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah, chess was out for like 2 weeks.
Right.
Or until he beat you down the next game.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that happened right away. But it was still like a great feeling.
Right.
That, oh my God, you know. And it was great because you learn so much from your older sibling. And it was fun. It's a great story. And I got to tell you, I'm so excited for the start of the association, man. I will talk. I'm sure at some point we'll talk Eagles and we'll get into it. But I'd like today to be kind of a fun basketball NBA conversation.
You mean you don't want to go Wentz, Hurts, Hurts, Wentz, Wentz, Hurts, Hurts, Wentz?
Yeah, I mean,
fire Howie, fire Doug.
Listen, I mean, it's on the table because it's always on the table. And,
I know,
and we'll dive into it. But you know when you need like a 20-second timeout?
Yes.
Like, that's all I need. Like, I just need 20 seconds.
Hands to the shoulders. That's right. All you need.
I'm making the sign right. for 20-second timeout right now. And I want to get into, you know, some fun, some NBA stuff. And I had my NBA draft last night. My NBA fantasy draft.
Oh, fantasy. Oh, okay. And how'd that go?
So I'll give you my team coming up.
All right, looking forward to that.
So my nephew, Joseph, he's like, I really want Uncle Ann. I want to play fantasy basketball. So I got the whole, so years ago, dude, we used to have we didn't play fantasy football. We played fantasy basketball.
Okay.
And it was right around like in the 90s. Right before the internet started, right?
So you're going newspaper clipping.
Yes, right. And then you had these services that would actually calculate the stats for you. Right, exactly. Yes. But it was the greatest thing in the world. So it was all my friends. It was like 10 of us. And then we would go to the Palladium for the draft, you know. Drink 1,000 pitchers of beer, Stromboli's, like you name it, just crush things.
Yeah, last couple of rounds, you're probably, you know.
Right.
You're messed up. Round 10, you don't know who you're picking.
I got Popeye Jones,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was great because that league probably ended early 2000s or whatever. And so we drummed it up. Last night.
Oh, it's awesome.
For my nephew Joseph. So we all got together online and we had our NBA fantasy draft after 20 years. So it was a lot. It was awesome. I got to give you my team. But I'm excited. We got a jersey thing today. So today is National Jersey Day for the NBA.
Yeah, they're pinning that today. They did that yesterday. They said, hey, we want you guys to wear the jerseys to celebrate the start of the new league year.
Yes. So, you have on your Valanciunas Raptors jersey.
Yes, which I know is a bit of a violation.
Nah, today it's different.
Eastern Conference. And not only the Eastern Conference, but the, you know, fake division. But the same division, Atlantic Division. But hey, it's the heritage is what I'm going for.
Yeah.
With the Lithuanian heritage. So, yeah, I got the Valanciunas jersey
listen,
rocking.
That's
got stains all over it.
No violation on you. No violation on you.
I appreciate that.
All right. You don't have to worry about it. That's Lithuanian pride.
Yes,
right there.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the Saltunas meets the Valanciunas.
I would never wear the day they face them. Would never do that.
No, listen, you're cool with that. Listen, that's fine. So we'll get into the jersey. Anybody calls, if you have an NBA jersey, what do you got? And then we're going to come up with our lists of the, if I was a wealthy dude, if I had like money, and I had my own like sports room, I would do the jerseys on the wall type of thing.
Oh yeah, I would do that.
So we're gonna have a little fun, and we're gonna do the 10 iconic jerseys that you would want, and then the 10 bust out jerseys.
Yeah, that's basically my closet.
That you would
bust out
right.
jerseys.
Well, Valanciunas is a great
exactly.
bust out. That's fantastic. So we're gonna get into that, and we'll take a look at what the season will bring. For the Sixers, some outlook. We'll go over the start tonight. Everything. We got just getting started on a Tuesday. Man, December 22nd. Get close to the holidays, baby. Christmas Friday. So this is a fun time of the year. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Cuz Radio. With the Chewness, just getting started, let's talk a little Bagster Bag. Yes, the Bagster. It's a genius item, the Bagster. A 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. But it holds 3,300 pounds of waste, so it's got the same strength of those metal unsightly dumpsters, right? But it's a bag, and it's brilliant because it's on demand. So if you're doing any kind of cleanup with your house, any kind of remodeling, the basement, the garage, attic, you name it, you got the Bagster Bag. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's, any of the local home improvement stores, you buy it for just $29.99, only $29.99, and then you fill it at your leisure. Yeah, I got one in my driveway. It's been sitting there for about a month because I'm lazy with that stuff, but I know it's there for me, and at some point I will be able to clean everything out. And then what you do is you call Waste Management, and they come get it, and that process takes seconds. It's amazing. This is Anthony Gargano telling you, clean it up in 2021 with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
We can't wait. The NBA begins tonight, doubleheader. And then tomorrow night, it gets underway. Sixers and Wiz. Oh, dude. We're going to be freaking out. And joining us right now, the president of the Sixers, Chris Heck, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Yo, Chris, you ready?
Hey, Anthony. How are you? Good to be back.
Oh, man, I can't wait. We got hoops.
I can't believe it's here. I mean, it's it seems like we ended and we were very quick to forget, thank goodness, about the bubble. But this is pretty exciting. It's so nice to be playing back home.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be interesting what you guys, and I want to get to what your plans are for the arena, and you got some great programs coming up that I want to tackle. But just your own excitement for Doc Rivers, that coaching staff that he brings in, Daryl Morey to come work with Elton,
yeah,
and just the whole thing. I mean, it's a class organization from top to bottom.
Yeah, I will say the presence that Doc brings without trying is it's noticeable right from the beginning. The guy is a natural leader. He's done it before. He has a aura about him that is really inspiring. So I'm super pumped for Doc. And then Daryl does his thing, and he's a really genuine guy, and he worries about his job, and it's really two major, major pieces to make this franchise what we want it to be.
Yeah, you know what I like about both guys is that you brought up Doc's, he's very relaxed. He's a calming influence. Look who he brought in, too. He's got a great staff that he brought in. I mean, it's ridiculous, the guys that are on this staff. And, you know, like, he's so secure in how he does things. And I think that translates. And then Daryl, being a Cleveland guy, like, he's so down to earth that way.
Yeah, he is.
I love that about him, that he's a Cleveland dude.
No, there's no false air about him, for sure. And he is very, very authentic and comfortable with himself, and it's refreshing. But I will say, the assistants that came in with Doc, and I was at the first preseason game at home, and I haven't met anybody except for Doc and Daryl, and I've known him for a long time. But these assistants, since we're all working remotely, I see Sam Cassell walk out there. I see Popeye Jones. It's really cool to see these guys have great reputations as coaches, but also, they were really fun players when they played.
Yeah, no, it's real exciting. And watching it, the big man looks like he's coming to play. The big man is going to be a beast.
He looks good, and it's nice to have, when he gets a breather, to have a guy like Dwight Howard come in.
Yes.
Kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yes, it's a great. I love that piece, man. That's why we were talking about it earlier, the bench is good. Like, you look at that bench and you got some good specials, right? You got specials and Dwight. I think Shea could be like a Lou Williams light type of guy, right? Matisse gives you good defense. You got, I love the Maxey, man. Maxey's a player.
Yeah, he seems to, he's interesting because he's definitely unorthodox. I'm fascinated by the guy, but he's like that guy that somehow the ball always goes in and he's doing it in a very carefree manner. You know, not reckless, but carefree. But I agree with you. Like, that's the big takeaway for me going into this season is that we have a very, very balanced team. So whoever's going to, whatever team, if it's the second team on the court, I don't think you're going to see the drop that maybe we saw in the past. Yeah. Like, that was like a drastic drop.
Yeah.
So I think that Daryl really improved the balance.
Yeah, I'm with you. Talking to Chris Heck, Sixers president, on the Comcast Business Hotline, Bounce Forward. I want to get to a couple of the things that you guys are doing because it's really cool. Look, COVID-19 has been a really difficult situation for all of us, but it's been particularly devastating for small businesses and restaurants. I mean, it's been so tough. And you're doing this initiative to help small businesses during this campaign throughout the season. What's the, tell us about it a little bit, because I think I love this concept.
Yeah, it was just something that we kind of stumbled on. You know, we thought about highlighting, you know, it's always about the city and Philly, what makes up Philly, right? So the people, the neighborhood.
Wait, what'd you say? Philly.
Yes, Philly.
Is it Philly or Philadelphia?
Well, that's something I regret. Something I'll never live down, but hey, listen, Anthony, like, it's awesome. The difference between people calling you Anthony or Ant.
Yeah.
You know, people around here, Philly, if I'm talking to some dude in Nebraska, it may be Philadelphia.
All right. That's good. That works. That's awesome. All right.
We all make mistakes, and I'm right at the front of that line.
That's great. But seriously, this is a great idea. I love this concept. I mean, you partner with Giant, right? So you're going to help out frontline workers in local hospitals, right? Delivering meals to them. You're doing a lot of good stuff, season of giving with groceries and clothing and toys to families throughout the area. Listen, we all know the power of sports in our society, but putting it to good use for good, not a lot of people do. So I applaud you guys.
No, it's you know, I think it's pretty universal. I think the city rallies around, you know, those in need. You know, Joel Embiid, we didn't ask him, but he jumped in and said, hey, listen, I want to pay the rent. For a handful of families.
I was like almost in tears. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. So he stepped up once again. You know, we have had a lot of our players that step up, but I think that we that live in the city and then in the suburbs and in the area in the Delaware Valley, you know, we can all do our part. And I think that's what you see with the small business initiatives. And the idea is, hey, we have 6 million followers on social media.
Wow.
So why don't we lend them the eyeballs, the impressions, the attraction of the 76ers to highlight their business and show the world, you know, that they have something to offer that's critically important to the fabric of this city. And so that's what we did. So we selected a different small business, a local business, for every single game, and we're going to give them the platform to talk about their shop and talk about how they can drive business and how we can all help. So they're working twice as hard as everybody, and all of us are working twice as hard. So, but I think it's a pretty dire situation, and it's a chance for us to jump in.
Yeah, I love that. I applaud you guys for that. We're talking to Chris Hex, Sixers president, on the Comcast Business Hotline. So the other challenge that you guys have among many is the idea of no fans in the arena. And before we get any kind of, you know, idea on what happens and with our fight against the virus and the vaccine, and hopefully we'll have that building packed with people again. But what's the presentation going to be like without fans? Yeah. So we, as we watch this stuff.
Yeah. First of all, you know, we're very quick to adjust, because this crazy world is changed constantly. So here we are. We're now back at the center. We're playing on Broad Street tomorrow night. And, you know, we have no fans. We just have essential workers inside the building. So there's only, you know, a few hundred people that are in there, including the players and the coaches, and tons of restrictions and to keep everyone healthy, which is understandable. But, you know, the thought was, hey, why don't we, we're clearly losing a home court advantage by not having a sellout crowd. You know, we've had 124 sellouts in a row. And so we lose that, and you can't get that back. Yeah. You can't replicate it. But what you can do is be really loud and really distracting. And so we decided,
I love it.
We put in our entertainment team, and the rule was that no one was allowed to be around the player benches by 30 feet. So we built stages at 30 feet above the team benches.
Wow.
And so we're going to have live entertainment, even though there won't be anyone there live to watch. They will be able to listen on the radio on 97.5, and they'll be able to watch on television.
So that's awesome.
It's a little something, and we were hell-bent on keeping our traditions.
So we got the bell, right? We're still going to ring the bell.
Expect the bell to be rung.
The bell! Yeah. Got to love the bell. Right.
So keep an eye on the bell ringing to launch the game. And, you know, we thought it was really, it mattered having the live entertainment all the way from the anthem to Matt Cord being there in person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Matt is so talented, and you appreciate him even more in here in an empty arena because you can hear him all the time.
Sure.
So it'll be, you know, it'll be the best version of the environment that we're stuck with right now.
See, I love the idea because I love the Let's Go Sixers, you know, the defense, all that stuff, the Philly booze, like, you know, like that's beautiful, man. Because listen, you gotta make the best of it.
Actual booze tape. So we had different versions of the booth taped from live games in the past. So we went through the different volumes and everything else, and you know, but it's all very much our booth, not anyone else's.
Oh, that is great. Well, listen, you know, in Philadelphia, we have booths, right? Like we have.
It's a
language of our own, right? Because there's so many variant meanings to the boo.
Yeah.
You know, you have happy boos, you have angry boos, you know?
There's definitely different types of boo. There's a fourth quarter boo that's very different than the first quarter boo.
Right.
But I will say, like when I had my first, no, it was my second conversation with Doc Rivers. He's like, listen, you know, I'm so pumped to come here because this is a real basketball town. It has real tradition. You have real fans. And, you know, how do we somehow replicate that? And I'm like, yeah, and our record was 29-2 at home last year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So he's adamant about trying to enhance the home court as much as possible. And so we're very much aligned in that and understanding you cannot make it the same without 21,000 screaming fans, but you can chip away and do some things that'll maybe make our guys feel a little bit better and make their guys feel a little bit worse.
I love it. I do. I love it. And you know what? We'll get through this thing. You know, we'll get the vaccine out to everybody. And then, you know, as we arc toward the playoffs, hopefully, God willing, we'll have people back in that arena. And you know,
that's the hope. Yeah. That's the hope. So, you know, we're knocking on the door. Like we're a couple months away. I think that we have all the scenarios laid out and planned out for chipping away to get back to normal. So we're excited. We're super excited for starting tomorrow.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, brother, the town is agog over Sixers. Like we're really, really pumped up. So it's going to be a fun year. It's got all the makings. It feels like it's almost been resuscitated, you know, after the bubble, and it was a very down feeling. And now with Doc and Daryl and just the whole new vibe, it feels like the whole thing's been resuscitated. The process lives!
Yeah. It never goes away.
That's it, brother. Listen, Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family, all right? God bless you guys.
You too, Anthony. All right, appreciate everything.
See you, buddy. Here he is, Chris Heck on the Comcast Business Hotline, the Sixers president. That's cool stuff they're doing, Chunas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.